one. First of a doubleheader, girl-boy doubleheader tonight here on KOKK. Here's another three attempted from the corner by Norman, and that one is good. So Cameron Norman will open the scoring. And a 3-0 Buffalo lead. Paige Wirtle right wing. Kolda around the horn, they go. Left corner to Lichty. Wirtle to Kolda on the right wing. Down in the right corner for Grayson Wirtle. And around the horn they go to Schlechter in the left corner. She nearly lost it. Almost had it taken away, and now here is a steal. Maddie Duffy stepping in and knocking it away for the Buffaloes. A 3-0 Stanley County lead. 6:15 to play, opening quarter. Right wing, here's McGee. The baseline drive fouled by Kolda. First of the night on Kolda. First on her team. 6:09 to play, opening quarter. 3-0 Buffs as Stanley County sets to inbound after the first Miller foul. They get it in the hand in the paint. She'll go right to the rack, and a foul will send her to the free throw line. See who the second Miller foul is on. And it looks to be Aaliyah Schlechter. So that'll be her first, team second. To the free throw line with Cadence Hand. Hand, a 5'11 senior, looking for her first point of the night, and it's up and in. So Hand solid on the first. Second is airborne, and that one rattles, but it's going to go. 5-0 Stanley County. 6:07 left, opening quarter, inbound to Kolda. Kolda across midcourt. Still on the dribble, looking to dump it off right side, does to Grayson Wirtle. Wirtle looking for a give and go, Kolda well covered. Lichty on the left wing. Right side for Wirtle, and she'll back it away. Here's Lichty to Kolda left side, a little isolation. Now a drive to the basket by Schlechter, a nice pass inside, a shot on the way by Paige Wirtle, and that one is good. So Wirtle, the first basket for Miller. Rustler's trying to trap the Buffs just across the timeline. It's McGee, and she's in trouble. Ball turns over. Wirtle got it and got the foul. Stanley County trying to get that one back. Maddie Duffy will pick up her first. Her team's second. 5:33 to play opening quarter. Miller with the basketball, trailing 5-2 here at home. Stanley County 0-1 on the year, lost on Tuesday. Miller's first matchup. Nice cut by Grayson Wirtle. Can't finish, though. Rebound, Stanley County. Here's Duffy the other way. Right corner, Briggs. A long two, and that one is good. Oh, that was Cam Norman. So she's got all five. Well, she's got both of the field goals for Stanley County as they lead 7-2. Kolda in the left corner. Top of the key now for Paige Wirtle. Wirtle right corner. Here's a three from Grayson. That one is no good. Long rebound, though, by Kolda. And Miller will get another look. That did catch iron. And now a travel as Kolda switched the pivot foot. Miller will give it back here, trailing 7-2, 4:48 to play. In quarter number one, our first of two. Remember, we'll have both games of a girl-boy doubleheader tonight on KOKK. Pass intended for Hand, almost knocked away. Kiara Briggs there to collect it, and now she's trapped. She splits the double team and then double dribbled, and they got her for it. Turnover back to Miller. Nice defense there, forcing Briggs into the turnover. Kolda will inbound to Grayson Wirtle. Wirtle across the timeline, 4.5 to play opening quarter. Miller trails 7-2. Kolda isolation on the left-hand side with Hand. Swings it up top to Grayson, back to Kolda left side. They're setting up Schlechter in the paint. Pick and roll. Nobody there. Kolda flips it up top of the key to Wirtle. Here's Grayson to Page in the right corner. Back up top for Grayson. Shot clock at 10. Kolda looking at three. Deep three. Knocked it down. Morgan Kolda from long range. 7-5. Rustlers down two. Across the timeline is Duffy. Here's Norman. Flips it back inside to Duffy. Duffy looking underneath the Hand through her hands, picked off by Kolda. Kolda the other way, leading the charge all the way to the rack, steps through, knocks it down, and traveled. Turnover back to Stanley County. Rustlers thought they had a basket and one. As it turns out, no basket or possession. Rachel Runge coming in for the first time tonight. And also in his... Oh, let's see. We'll get that in a minute. Here's a ball knocked away, nearly stolen, and Wirtle can't quite haul it in. Rachel Runge definitely on for Stanley County. Actually, that might be it for now, and it was. Shy of the timeline, here's Hand. Still across the timeline for Duffy. Now Duffy across midcourt as they break up that 10-second call. Norman looking at the corner three, drives baseline, gives it up on the right wing, and now a turnover as Runge. Oh, no, they collected it in the backcourt, but yeah, that should be an over and back, and it will be a turnover to Miller. So the Rustlers get it back, trailing 7-5 with 3:20 to play in the first. Also into the ballgame here is Journey Schnee. Rustlers with the ball, trailing 7-5. 3:15 left in the first quarter. Cole down the right wing for the Rustlers. On the dribble, looking at the three. Nope, looking to dump it inside. Nope, swings it around the horn. They go to Grayson Wirtle in the left corner. Wirtle trying to work it to Lichty. Here's Colda open for three at the top of the key. No good, but a long rebound by Grayson Wirtle, and they'll get another look. That one did catch iron. Fresh shot clock here as Lichty looks at a long corner shot. Won't take it. Dumps it off now to Schlechter. Schlechter trying to pass it inside. Turned it over, but the Buffaloes can't get the pass up court to work out, and they turn it right back over to the Rustlers. Inside, Schlechter cannot get the basket, but does get a whistle. And she'll go to the free throw line. That'll be the third here of the game for Stanley County. And it'll be on Rachel Runge. That's her first. Seven-five Buffs. And it looks like the officials, a quick question from the scorer's table is... Schlechter going to get ready to shoot two. First free throw is on the way and good. Leah Schlechter's first point of the evening. 7-6 now Buffaloes, and a chance here for Schlechter to tie it up. 2:57 left opening quarter. Second free throw rattles out. Hand there for the rebound, and the Buffs will hold on to a one-point lead. Ball knocked away by Wirtle, and here's a layup by Grayson, and it's good. So Grayson Wirtle off the steal by Page, and the Rustlers have their first lead at 8-7. Here's Maddie Duffy across a couple or past a couple of defenders. Duffy all the way into the paint. She's going all the way to the rack. The scoop came up shy. Lichty for the rebound over to Grayson Wirtle. Grayson across the timeline, sets up right wing. Now Lichty to Colda, left corner for Paige Wirtle. Back up top. Grayson looks at three. Nope. Down in the right corner for Lichty. Paige to Colda, 10 on the shot clock. Inside for Schlechter, and another whistle and more free throws are coming. Rustler's going to bring Madeline Sienga in. Sienga, 9 points in the JV game that the Rustlers won. Emma Pugh had 10 in that game. The foul was called on Caden's Hand, her first, team's fourth, and a free throw here for Schlechter is good. So Aaliyah with 2 points now, and the Rustlers have a two-point lead, 9-7. Aaliyah Schlechter back to the line. Minute 50 left opening quarter. Second free throw's on the way and good. Schlechter is 3 out of 4 from the line, all three of her points from the stripe, and Miller leads 10-7. Buffs up court here. All the way to the rack again is Duffy, and again can't quite get the finish, but this time gets a foul. So Duffy can get ready to shoot a couple of free throws here. And we'll see who this one is on for Miller. Looks like Colda, and that's going to be her second. Third on the team, Colda's second. Not a shooting foul, so Stanley County will inbound. Here's a long two off the window, no good for Hand. The rebound grabbed by Paige Wirtle. She got tied up, and a jump ball will stay with Stanley County. Well, JB Scores brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. JV games earlier tonight. The JV boys, Stanley County wins 55-32. The JV girls, Miller wins 33-14. Emma Pugh had 10. Madeline Sayango, who just got in the game here for the varsity, 9. As the Miller JV girls win, and now the varsity girls trying to repeat the feat. Here's another jump ball, and this one will stay with Miller. Into the game is number 13, Brecken Huebner. Inbounds here into the backcourt for Grayson Wirtle. Minute 20 to play opening quarter. Miller leads 10-7. Stanley County jumped out to a 5-0 lead, a 7-2 lead. Rustlers storm back, 5 unanswered to lead 10-7, and nearly threw it into the backcourt, and now they did. Oh, no, it didn't. No over and back there. Must have been touched by a Buffalo. Left wing, pass inside, cutting to the basket is Grayson Wirtle. Grayson can't get it to go. Rebound, Stanley County. Briggs stepping in for the board. Briggs going to leave it for Duffy. Duffy fighting with Paige Wirtle in the backcourt. Paige had her locked down for a moment there. Gets it across the timeline in a pass to McGee. McGee in the corner, a pass underneath. Sayanga knocks it out of bounds. Miller going to check Kate Lichty back in. Lichty going to replace Paige Wirtle. 43 seconds left opening quarter. 18 on the shot clock. 10-7 Rustlers. Stanley County with the ball. Buffaloes inbounding on their end. We'll bring it in to Duffy. Duffy on the right wing for Huebner. Back to Duffy. Duffy drives baseline. Swings it outside. A three on the way for Briggs is no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Schlechter. And the Buffaloes can hold for the final shot of the quarter as the shot clock will be off. 31 seconds to play opening quarter. 10-7 Miller. Inbounds on the wing for Hand. Hand all the way to the basket off the window, and it rolled out. Rebound Schlechter. Schlechter had it nearly taken away. Then Sayanga took it away. And a jump ball will stay with Stanley County. So after all that, the Buffs will have their third opportunity to score here at the end of the opening quarter. Still 23 seconds left in the first. Inbounds is a lob off a Hand and into the hands of Maddie Duffy. Boy, nearly turned it over again. Duffy's pass inside for Huebner, and Huebner is fouled. That'll be 5 in the quarter, so is that free throws? I think that's free throws. I'm still getting used to the new rule here. Fouls on Madeline Sayanga. Oh, it's the fourth team foul. Lob it on the right wing for Hand. Another chance here for Stanley County to score before the break. They trail 10-7. Duffy at the free throw line. Back outside to Hand. Hand in the corner. Here's a three on the way and no good, but a nice offensive board. Oh, and the putback will not go for Schnee. And then Sayanga grabs the ball, and Schnee just kind of turned right into her. I don't think they're going to end up calling anything on this. Nope, no call there. Sayanga just incidental contact, I guess. 1 second left in the quarter, and they'll inbound, and that'll be it. After a quarter of basketball, Miller leads Stanley County 10-7. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
Want a brand new vehicle? Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Fresh 8 up on the board. 10-7, the Rustlers lead. They trailed 5-0. They trailed 7-2. Closed out that quarter on an 8-0 run to take a 10-7 lead. Stanley County with opportunities at the end of the quarter, but couldn't cash in. Buffs will start this quarter with the ball. Quick 10-foot jumper, no good for Kaysen McGee. And Miller with the rebound. Pass ahead here to Jolie Palmer into the game off the quarter break. Palmer on the left wing up top. Grayson around the horn. They go to J.C. Pugh, who just got in off the bench for Miller. Lob inside now. Here's a quick turnaround off the window, and that one rattles home for Faith Baumberger. Baumberger, another reserve, into the game off the break, and the Rustlers now lead 12-7. Rustlers changing up the lineup a little bit, or maybe that wasn't. Maybe that was Lichty. Yeah, that was Lichty. Your broadcaster is also not in midseason form, but it's not midseason, so we're good. Here's a turnover by the Buffs. Tried to swing it out on the wing. Nobody home. So the Rustlers will inbound, leading 12-7. And just as they inbound, an official going to stop play. And inadvertent whistle. We'll try it over. 7:05 left in the first half. 12-7 Miller. Rustlers a chance now to extend their biggest lead of the game. They trail by 5 at a couple of points in the opening quarter, but an 8-0 run to close out the quarter. And now a basket to start here, and now the basketball back. Nice baseline drive by Paige Wirtle. Wirtle able to finish that one off, and then a steal on the inbounds. Wirtle can't hit, but an offensive board by Grayson. The putback won't go. Now the rebound to the Buffs is, boy, Miller pouring it on, coming on strong here to start the second quarter, maybe a little too strong, as now J.C. Pugh will pick up her first foul.
That's number 22, J.C. Pugh.
Aaliyah Schlechter back on for Miller. Will replace Pugh. 6:34 left. Quarter number two. 14-7 Rustlers. And the inbounds into the backcourt, but nobody touched it, so the Buffs can chase that down without an over and back. And here's Paige Wirtle streaking in to knock the ball out of bounds. So the Rustlers will set up for defense again. Well, the Rustlers, a 12-0 run here since they trailed 7-2 a couple minutes into the game. Rustlers have gone silent offensively, and here's a turnover, a travel. McGee just shy of the timeline, just took an extra step, mental error there, and a turnover back to Miller. So the Rustlers now a 7-point lead at 14-7. 6:20 to play first half with the ball, top of the key. Here's Palmer. Left wing to Grayson Wirtle, up top for Paige. Paige the drive, leaves it in the right corner for Palmer. Cross court, back to Grayson Wirtle. Nice baseline drive, can't finish. Rebound batted around. Hand comes away with it. And a foul, I think, is going to go on Grayson Wirtle, but we'll wait and see what the official says, and that's what he says. So Wirtle's first, team second. Here in quarter number two. 6:04 left in the second quarter. Rustlers up 14-7. Stanley County, the inbounds to Hand. Hand going to hand it off back to Maddie Duffy, and they will slowly make their way across the timeline. Here's Duffy out on the left wing. Pass, top of the key for McGee. McGee right side. Here's a three in the air and no good for Norman. Offensive rebound, though. Putback won't go for Hand. Rebound, Miller. Grayson Wirtle on the board. Pass ahead to Palmer. Palmer drives baseline. Tried to scoop it to Lichty. Knocked away, stolen by the Buffs. Quick hands by Cameron Norman. Long pass down to Duffy. She nearly lost it, but finds the handle and lost it on the way to the basket. Is that a foul? For real? The officials are going to get together. I don't think they're going to call a foul. Yep, just white ball. It'll be Miller basketball. A turnover on Stanley County there. Buffs thought for a moment that they were going to get that ball, but the officials decide otherwise. Thought maybe they had a foul, just a straight turnover. So the Rustlers with the ball, again, a 7-point lead. Right side, here's a long two by Grayson Wirtle, and that one is good. Wirtle from about 12 or 13 feet on the baseline, and now we'll get a timeout for Keeley Bracelet and the Stanley County Buffs as they have been outscored 14-0. since opening early on in the second quarter, or early on in the first quarter. 16-7 Miller right now. We'll send it back for a quick 30, a 30-second timeout on KOKK.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
All scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Taking a look at the schedule. I know there wasn't a whole lot on it when I looked earlier. I know West Eden Springs has a game. They're taking on Falkton tonight. No report on that yet. Iroquois Lake Preston's taking on Oldham Ramona Rutland. No report there. Tigers are off tonight. Pretty light on the scoring updates. Scoring updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror offering cuts, colors, waxes, perms, treatments, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. What? All at the Mirror Family Hair Care. 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. Call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628 or call Lori at 605-883-HAIR. Make your appointment at the Mirror. And the Mirror brings us scoreboard updates. Again, not a lot on the old scoreboard tonight. Early season action. Here's Hand from 10 feet. Shot no good. Rebound by Paige Wirtle. Saw Wessington Springs on Tuesday night. The girls got a win over Wolsey Wessington. Nice pass inside. And Lichty good off the window. Lichty with her second basket of the quarter. And Miller extends their lead 18-7. Have outscored Stanley County 16-0 since about 3 minutes into this game. Here's a steal. Colda will take it away, and the Rustlers a chance to add on further. Pass inside. Schlechter had it knocked away in a travel. She had it knocked right back into her own hands and didn't have time to put it on the floor. Journey Schnee back in. Rachel Runge will check back on. They'll replace McGee and Hand. 4:13 left in the first half. 18-7 Rustlers. Is Stanley County having a heck of a time with this full court Miller defense. Trying to inbound down there is Schnee. Again, the Rustlers knock it out of bounds. Comes Grayson Wirtle back into the game. Wirtle to replace Lichty. 4:11 left first half, 18-7 Miller. The Buffaloes have not scored since about the three-minute mark of the opening quarter. Inbounds, McGee shy of the timeline, stops the dribble, got to get it across, and does in a pass to Briggs. Briggs looking for a lob inside, hit Runge. Runge back out, long two is in the air, and no good. Rebound is out of bounds, I believe, off Stanley County, and it will be. So the Miller Rustlers will inbound. It'll be Jolie Palmer to bring it in. Palmer into Colda. Midway point of the second quarter. Miller's lead is 11. They trailed by 5 about 3.5 minutes in and have outscored Stanley County by 16 since. Pass inside. Here's a ball knocked away from Jolie Palmer. And it'll be out of bounds off Stanley County. Palmer wanted a whistle as a foul, but they do get to keep the basketball. Grayson Wirtle set to bring it in for the Rustlers. In the corner for Colda. Colda almost had it knocked away. Nice hands there by Maddie Duffy, but Colda able to get it under control. Top of the key. Here's a long two by Schlechter. No good. Offensive rebound, though, grabbed by Palmer, and now a whistle will send Palmer to the free throw line. We'll see who the foul is called on. Be Cameron Norman. Her first, and that'll be Stanley County's first of the quarter. It will be a shooting foul, and we'll go to the free throw line now. 1st free throw is up and no good. Wirtle with one more here. The Rustlers as a team are 3 out of 5 from the line. Leah Schlechter herself is 3 out of 4. Wordle with one more on this trip. A couple of field goals tonight for Wordle. She'll miss both free throws. And it'll stay 18-7 Miller. Stanley County the rebound. Briggs, lob ahead, knocked away, nearly stolen, but taking it back is McGee. And now a 10-second call, a backcourt violation. And the Miller Rustlers will take over once again. Playing for Stanley County and their head coach, Keeley Braceland. The frustration's got to be pretty high at this point. Led 17-2. Now trail 18-7. Here's a three from the corner. No good. Rebound grabbed by Runge. Runge, a lob ahead for Briggs. Briggs on the left wing. Cold out to defend. Briggs going baseline. Shut down by Colda. Kicks it back out to Runge. Runge on the wing is trapped. A lob inside is tipped away. Right back to Runge. Here's a drive by Duffy. Ball knocked away and a steal by Paige Wordle. Wordle going all the way to the rack. Can't scoop it up and in. Got her own rebound. Let's try it again. It won't go a second time. Rebound this time tipped into the hands of Maddie Duffy. Duffy ahead to Briggs across the timeline for Huebner. Huebner back to Duffy, setting the screen at the top of the key. Duffy looks at three, won't pull the trigger. Huebner cutting to the basket, tried to give it back to Duffy, and a foul on Miller. The official will wait for the official to come over on this one. It'll be the third on Miller here in the quarter, and it'll be the second, or first rather, on Jolie Palmer. Comes Lichty back on. J.C. Pugh is back in. Rustlers lead by 11, 18-7, 2:35 left here in the first half. Duffy halfway down the lane, throws it up with the left. No good. Rebound Lichty. Lichty ahead to Schlechter. Aaliyah across the timeline. Duffy hassling her defensively. Pass up top, Lichty. Now Grayson Wordle on the wing right side. Lichty back up top, left wing to Pugh. Looking inside, they'll keep it out. Right wing Wordle, try to shoot it inside. Ball knocked away, stolen by Duffy. Maddie Duffy the other way. Across the timeline, we'll leave it up top for Briggs. Duffy sets the screen. They lob it inside. Here's a fadeaway on the way and no good for Huebner, but a whistle will send Brecken Huebner to the free throw line, and maybe she can get the buffs on the board. Kate Lichty's first, team's fourth of the quarter. 2:01 to play in the half. Miller an 18-7 lead. Here's Huebner. First free throw off the window is good. She called it. Buffs are 3 of 3 from the line. His hand is back on. She'll replace Runge as Stanley County has cut into this Miller lead for the first time, well, since they've taken it. Second free throw again off the window, and Huebner knocks them both down. 18-9, Miller's lead back to single digits. Minute 56 left. Quarter number two here for Miller. Remember, both games of a doubleheader tonight. Here's another attempted pass to Schlechter, knocked away by hand, and Stanley County with another steal. Duffy across midcourt, looking to dump it off. Finds hand on the wing, hand driving baseline. Back up top, ball popped up, chased down across the timeline by Briggs. Briggs off to Duffy. Duffy looking at a deep three, knocked it down. Maddie Duffy from long range. And the Rustler lead is 6 at 18-12. And here's a travel as Miller starts to crumble a bit. As Stanley County on the comeback and the Rustlers stall out. Rustlers had an 8-0 advantage in this quarter, now 8-5. The lead was 11 down to 6. Right wing, here's Duffy. The drive back out to Briggs. Briggs the three blocked by Palmer. Or no, Wordle. Grayson Wordle getting up, blocking the three, and came down with the basketball. Here's Pugh on the right wing. She'll drive baseline. Trapped by hand. Had the ball knocked away. Pugh finds the handle. Around the horn they go. Out near the timeline for Schlechter. Here's Lichty on the left wing now to Paige Wordle. Top of the key. A three for Grayson is off the mark. Rebound down to Stanley County. Ball knocked away. Here's a steal by Paige Wordle. And a whistle should be a foul on Stanley County, I would think, trying to get the ball back, and that will be the case. Fouls on Kaysen McGee. Her second, team second. Pugh will check out with 38 seconds to play in the second quarter. Miller's lead is now 6. The inbound stolen away. A steal by Briggs. And then Briggs had got tied up by Lichty. And they're going to get the jump ball. Miller's going to get it back. Grayson Wirtle again to bring it in. In the corner to Page. Top of the key back to Grayson. Right wing on the baseline drive is Palmer trying to flip it back up. Oh, she stepped on the baseline. Out of bounds on Miller. And Stanley County will inbound. And I got to believe, yep, Miller will apply the full court pressure here as the Buffs had some real problems with it earlier. 18-12, Miller's lead once 11 is down to 6. And Hand breaks away from the pack and lays it in. Cadence Hand with her first field goal. Couple of free throws. She's got 4 points. And Miller's lead is down to 4, 18-14, as now the Rustlers have gone cold. And the Buffs are on a run. Final 5 seconds of the half. Left side. Here's Palmer. The runner up. No good. And that'll do it for the first half as Stanley County storms back after being down 11. They go on a little 7-0 run of their own to make it 18-14. Miller at the half. Back to the studios for a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the first half numbers. We'll take a gander at our scoreboard and get you ready for a second half of basketball. Remember, we have a boys game coming up later as well. Both games of a girl-boy doubleheader tonight on Dakota Sports. Stanley County at Miller this evening. Girls halftime score, Miller 18, Stanley County 14. We're back in 3 minutes with halftime. 3 minutes on KOKK.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
That's right, and welcome back to Miller here, halftime in our first of two, as Stanley County in town tonight to take on the Miller Rustlers. Miller, their season opener for both boys and girls tonight. Stanley County's boys will play their first game. Stanley County's girls already played a game. They took a loss on Tuesday, so only record, I guess, to pass along would be the Stanley County girls so far at 0-1. Here at the half, Miller leads 18-14. Kind of a game of runs here. The Stanley County Buffaloes jumped out to a 5-0 and then a 7-2 lead to start this game. And then the Rustlers would go on a run to make it 18-7 late into the second quarter. And then a quick 7-0 run at the end of the quarter by Stanley County would cut it back to a 4-point game here at the half. Miller 18, Stanley County 14. Taking a look at your scoreboard here. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror offering cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. Stop in or call 605-883-HAIR to get an appointment with Lori. Again, 605-883-HAIR to get an appointment with Kylie. You can call or text her at 605-553-1628. Now, the Mirror does accept walk-ins. They're at 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. That's Lori and Kylie at the Mirror Family Hair Care. And the Mirror brings us our scoreboard updates. Here in Miller, the Rustlers lead Stanley County's girls at the half, 18-14. Trying to get some other scores from around the area. I know Falkton and Weston Springs are playing tonight in girls basketball. And also Iroquois Lake Preston is taking on Oldham, Ramona, Rutland. So far, though, those teams are those scores have not been passed along, or maybe they got underway a little bit late. And Tiger girls are off as well. And, of course, a lot of the boys' scores not going to start rolling in till a little bit later, as a lot of those are the back end of a doubleheader, so they won't start till closer to 8 p.m. But as soon as we get any scores, of course, we will pass them along. And that is courtesy of the Mirror Family Hair Care in downtown Huron. Scoreboard here in Miller reads Rustlers 18, Buffs 14. Take a two-minute timeout, come back with individual scores, and we'll be about ready for a second half of play. Two-minute break on 1210 KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back to Miller here, halftime of a girls' matchup between Stanley County and Miller. Take a look first at the visiting Buffs numbers. Brecken Huber has two off the bench, both of the Stanley County bench points, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. is Brecken Huebner. Three of the five starters have scored for Stanley County. Maddie Duffy with a single three. Cameron Norman hit a three and a two in that opening quarter run. She's got five. Cadence Hand with four. She is 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Stanley County 7 in each of the first two quarters. Also 2 of 2 from the line in each of the first two quarters. 14 points at the break. 4 of 4 from the free throw line is Stanley County. For Miller, just the five starters in the scoring column, but all five did score. Three apiece for Aaliyah Schlechter and Morgan Kolda. Kolda hit a three. Schlechter went 3 of 4 from the line. And 4 apiece for Paige Wordle, Kate Lichty, and Grayson Wordle. Grayson is 0 for 2 from the line. The Rustlers as a team, 10 in the first, 8 in the second, 18 in the half. And they go 3 of 6 from the stripe in the first couple of quarters. Well, an early run by Stanley County, a big run by Miller, and then a late run by Stanley County to close the quarter. And we got ourselves a ball game. 18-14 Rustlers. Second half when we come back in 30 seconds. A 30-second timeout on 1210 KOKK.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Miller. Matt Watson tonight on 1210 KOKK, live on the web at hereonradio.com. We got the app, got the video thing going now. A couple of different ways to check out Dakota Sports. Fresh 8 is on the board. Third quarter set to get underway here. Miller 18, Stanley County 14, and the Buffs will have it to start the third quarter. They inbound into Cadence Hand, and Hand attacking, going right at the rack. Shut down by Schlechter. Pass back outside in the corner now for Duffy. It's the Buffs set up early here, trailing now 18-14. Again, they led 7-2, then they trailed 18-7, and now back to within four. Here's a miss by the Buffs, rebounded by Schlechter. Nope, that's Palmer. Nope, make it Wordle. Wordle across the timeline, up top for Lichty, left wing to Grayson Wordle, to a cutting Paige Wordle, and Wordle's turnaround in the lane is up and in. Paige with a half dozen to lead all scorers in this one. Miller's lead back to 6 at 20-14. Stanley County quickly to the offensive end, and boy, that might be a point of emphasis after they had a heck of a time with that full court defense. They are getting the ball up the floor quickly. Here's another turnover, ball knocked away from McGee, and here come the Rustlers. Inside, they'll go to Wordle. No Schlechter. And no, it was Paige Wordle. Wordle stepped through and scooped it up and in. So Wordle with 8 now, and the Rustler lead is 8, 22-14. 6:45 left third quarter. Looks like the Rustlers going to start a little run here in the third, as again, this has been a game of runs. Here's a three, left wing, and that one is good for Maddie Duffy. Duffy's second three will cut it to a five-point game, 22-17. Here's Kolda with the answer. No good. Offensive board almost grabbed by Grayson Wordle, knocked away by Hand. And whose ball is it? It will be Stanley County. Originally, they said Miller ball, but changed it back to the Buffaloes. So Stanley County ready to inbound with 6:23 left in the third. Rustlers up 22-17. Hand quickly breaking the press, attacking all the way to the rack. Kolda came in and stole it away. Morgan Kolda to the other end. Looking inside, stolen right back by Duffy. Maddie Duffy, a long lead pass to Hand. Hand trying to finish, got it. Cadence Hand with a half dozen. Miller's lead is 3, 22-19. Grayson Wordle across the timeline for Miller. Cross court for Page, left corner now to Kolda. Kolda will dribble out of the corner, back to Wordle. Right wing to Lichty. Lichty a couple of dribbles, looking for Kolda, top of the key. Grayson to Page in the left corner, trying to set up Schlechter in the post. Hand doing a pretty good job in there. Drive by Kolda, leaves it outside. A three from the corner is no good. Offensive rebound by Lichty, and the putback is in. A half dozen for Lichty. 5-point Miller lead. Hand again breaking the press. This time she'll set her for a 10-foot jumper. It will not go. Offensive rebound, though. Well, she had a hand on it. Did Briggs. Briggs got pushed down, they say, and a foul's going to go on Miller. Fouls on Grayson Wirtle. Her second will be the first of the half. 5:15 left in the third. 24-19. Miller by five. Stanley County inbounding on their end. On the right wing, it's Briggs. Now hand at the free throw line. Hand drives, kicks it back out. A three on the wing by McGee is no good, and a long rebound down to Paige Wirtle. Wirtle across the timeline for Colda. Colda just left to the top of the key. And an offensive foul, an illegal screen called on Schlechter. So Schlechter with two, Colda with two, Grayson Wirtle has two. Brecken Huebner going to check back in for Stanley County. Huebner the only bench scoring for either squad in this game. Here is Huebner, the inbounds, gives it back to Duffy across midcourt. Hits a cutting Briggs. Who hits a cutting hand? Who hits the shot? Caden's hand with eight. She'll match Paige Wirtle for team or game high. 24-21. Miller's lead is three. 4.5 to play. Quarter number three. Cole to the baseline drive. Shot came up short. She ended up on her can and still caught the rebound. And now a whistle. And I think we'll have a foul on Stanley County. It'll be Maddie Duffy. Be her second, first on the Buffs here in the half. 4:32 left in the third. Miller still a 24-21 lead. They'll bring it into Morgan Colda in the right corner. Colda up top, a long three by Grayson Wirtle. Rims out, rebound Stanley County. Rebound grabbed by McGee. Her pass up court was swatted right back out of bounds, so Buffs will have to do it again. They'll bring it into Duffy. A lob to hand near the timeline, and they'll foul on Lichty. And Kate's second, so now four of the five Miller starters have two personal fouls. Be the third on the team here in quarter number three, and with 4:21 to play in the third, the lead will stay at three for Miller, 24-21. This time Stanley County will bring it in. Inbounds to hand, standing on the timeline. Hand going to dribble down to the low block. Back up top, Duffy for three. No good. Rebounded by Lichty. Lichty to Grayson Wirtle. Wirtle across the timeline. Crosses over, working off the Schlechter screen. Leaves it for Paige in the corner. Now Lichty up top, right corner for Grayson Wirtle. Off the screen from Schlechter. Steps back for three. No good. Duffy the rebound. Duffy a lob ahead to Briggs. Briggs double-teamed underneath and a whistle on Miller. Must be on Colda as she is looking quite disappointed. Oh, it won't be on her. Be on Grayson Wirtle. That'll be her third, so they'll have to get her out of there. They'll bring Jolie Palmer back in. And it looks like we'll get a timeout with 3:50 to play third quarter. Miller 24, Stanley County 21. We'll take a timeout of a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tool Air Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller. Stanley County. Duffy going to pop a three off the inbounds, and it's good. We're tied at 24. Maddie Duffy, three threes in the game. two of them here in the third quarter. A 10-6 run by Stanley County to start the third. We got a whole new ball game tied at 24. Stanley County led by 5 early. Miller led by 11 in the second. Miller, a 16-0 run at one point, a 7-0 run to close the first half by Stanley County. Here's a cold at 3, no good, rebounded by Hand. And Stanley County has a chance to regain the lead. They get it inside. Here's a runner on the way, no good for McGee, rebounded by Palmer. Palmer across the timeline, leaves it for Colda, left wing Schlechter. Schlechter, the drive, lost it. Lichty's going to collect it, right back to Schlechter. Off her hands, picked up by Briggs, and Stanley County will have it again. Inside of 3 minutes left in the third, tied at 24. Here's Hand down in the corner, another Duffy three, and another Duffy three is good. 12 on the night for Maddie Duffy, 4 threes. Has her Stanley County Buffs back up 27-24. 2.5 left here in the third. Around the horn, Miller goes, Schlechter to Cold on the right side. Now Lichty, Paige Wirtle to Grayson in the corner. Here's a pass over to, that was Schlechter. Now a pass to Palmer, knocked away, and a whistle will go on Stanley County. Fouls on Caden's Hand. Be her second on the team here in the quarter. 2:17 left in quarter number three. Buffalo's back on top, 27-24. Miller inbounding on their end. They'll bring it into a quick shot by Schlechter. No good. Rebound off a foot and a couple of players on the deck. We got a jump ball, and Miller's going to hold on to it. But the Rustlers will bring it in again, this time with 2:12 to play in the third. Stanley County still a three-point lead. Bring it in to Morgan Colda. Colda from the corner. Schlechter up top to Palmer, back to Schlechter. Now Palmer in the right corner, all the way across court to Lichty. Paige Wirtle the drive, splits a double team, and it comes off the front of the iron, no good. Duffy the rebound. Duffy a pass ahead to McGee. McGee low block, back out to Duffy. Duffy the baseline drive, kicks it across to Briggs. Briggs pass up top, Hand mishandled it, almost lost it, finds it shy of the timeline. Hand over to Briggs. Now Duffy shoots it to Hand at the free throw line. Cadence hassled by Wirtle. Breaks past her. Can't get the basket, but does get a foul. And I don't know if we're having free throws or not. I don't think so. Fouls on Paige Wirtle. That's her first. Fifth on the team. And we'll go to the free throw line here on the new bonus rule. Cadence Hand with 8 points tonight. She is 2 of 2 from the line. Stanley County's 4 of 4 from the stripe tonight. First by Hand is up and good. Hand here threatening to be the second Buffalo in double figures. Rustlers have more kids scoring but have yet to have a double-digit score. Here's the second by Hand. That one is good. They'll stay perfect. That's 6 out of 6. Hand with 10 points, and it's a 5-point Stanley County lead, 29-24. Palmer right wing. Lichty around the horn. Palmer back to Colda. Colda in the left corner. Palmer to Paige Wirtle. Wirtle to Schlechter. Free throw line jumper. No good. Rebounded by Hand. Hand splits a double team and quickly moves it up court across the timeline. Cadence Hand almost lost it again. This time she'll have to give it up to Maddie Duffy. Back to Hand. Hand pops for three. Came up short. Rebound knocked out of the hands of Runge and picked up by Colda. Colda going coast to coast. Can't get the basket, but will go to the free throw line. Heads up move there. Colda saw that she had Huebner off balance there. Went right into her and threw up a prayer. So free throws here for Morgan Colda. Colda will put up two. This one is up and in as Morgan Colda a three in the first half. And now that free throw puts her at four. 49 seconds left here in the third. 29-25. Buffs by four. Colda with another free throw here for Miller. Second is airborne. It rattles. It will not go. Rebound almost knocked out, but a nice save there by Huebner. And then she had it knocked away and another whistle. I think it'll just be off Miller. It'll be Stanley County ball, if I'm not mistaken. That will be the case. So the Buffs will inbound, 29-25. They lead by four. 45 seconds left in the third. Hand across the timeline. Hassled out there by Wirtle. No Schlechter. There's a pass tipped up, nearly stolen away. Nice save there by Cameron Norman. Ball knocked away, and now here's the steal. Go the other way with Schlechter. Schlechter stops, got her defender to fly by. Couldn't hit the shot, but Palmer there for the offensive board. Paige Wirtle on the right wing, looking inside, and Hand stole another one. Just got out and stepped right in front of the Rustler player. By the way, Miller checked in Caitlin Anderberg for the first time tonight, and now I think we're going to have a timeout. 10.3 seconds to play in the third, 29-25 Buffaloes. We'll take a 30-second break. Back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Miller. 10 seconds left here in the third. 29-25. Buffs lead by four. Miller will inbound on the offensive end. One final look here in the third quarter, and we'll see how this plays out. Inbounds to Colda. Colda just right of the top of the key. Lob inside is tipped, but Schlechter comes away with it. Can't hit the shot. Rebounded by Hand. Hand going to heave one from midcourt. No good. And that's it for three. After three, here come the Buffaloes. Stanley County 29. Miller 25. We're back in a minute with the fourth quarter. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Want a brand new vehicle? Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Miller. Fresh 8 is on the board as we are set for the fourth quarter here between Stanley County and Miller. And boy, this girls' game has been a back-and-forth affair. 7-2 early on in favor of Stanley County. Miller went on a 16-0 run to lead 8-7. 7-0 run at the end of the half made it 18-14. Stanley County wins the third quarter 15-7, and now the Buffs lead by four, 29-25. Buffs trying to inbound, nearly stole by Miller. I think she stepped out of bounds after she grabbed it away. And that is the case. So Stanley County will inbound again. Miller's full court defense here has definitely created some problems, did definitely in the first half. And here's a steal on the inbounds, and knocked to the ground is Schlechter, and she had it knocked away, and it'll get picked up here by Cameron Norman. So Stanley County will end up with it. Here's a three by Briggs. That one's off the mark, rebounded by Grayson Wirtle. Grayson ahead to Page. Page on the right wing. Up top, Schlechter looks at three, won't fire. Kolda will, and it's good. Morgan Kolda from long range. Seven in the game for Kolda. It's a one-point game, 29-28, Stanley County. Maddie Duffy the other way. Stops on the baseline. Got to give it up now. Pretty close to a five-second outside to get it to Hand. Hand on the left wing. Guarded by Schlechter. Drives to the free throw line. Hands it back to Duffy. Duffy backs away. Top of the key. Drives all the way to the basket. Lost it on the way up. Ball's out of bounds off Miller. Stanley County bringing McGee back on. McGee to replace Norman. 7 minutes left, 29-28. Stanley County, a one-point lead. Buffs looking for their first win in their second game. Rustlers' first game of the season. Inbounds to Hand. Quick three, top of the key. Good. No, they call it a two. Hand a two. She's got a dozen. And it's 31-28, Stanley County by three. Schlechter the baseline drive. Foul on Hand. So that'll be three on Caden's Hand. Kaysen McGee has three. On the other side, Grayson Wirtle has three. That's really it for foul trouble. Quick run for Caitlin Anderberg. She will check out. Inbounds for Kolda. Back underway. Rustlers down three. 6:40 to play. Drive by Wirtle. Up top, Schlechter for three. No good. Rebound to Hand at the top of the key. Hand over to McGee. McGee right corner. Back to Duffy for three. And that one is good. Maddie Duffy. Five threes for all 15 of her points. Four of those coming in the second half. Schlechter top of the key. Kolda left wing. She'll fire for three. No good. Long rebound out. Kolda knocked it away from Duffy, but they're going to get Kolda for the foul. Morgan's third. 6:16 left in the ball game. Stanley County's lead is back to 6, 34-28. In large part to Caden's Hand and Maddie Duffy, well, not only because they have all 14 or all 20 second half points, but here is a drive to the basket. The shot was no good for Huebner, but she was able to follow it in. So Huebner's got four, and the lead is 8 for Stanley County. 36-28 Buffs. 6 minutes to play. Ball knocked away. Duffy almost had a steal, but Kolda took it back. Here's Wirtle for three. No good. Rebound Schlechter put back high off the glass. Won't go. This time the rebound by Huebner. Huebner to Duffy ahead to Hand, and now Stanley County a chance at their biggest lead. Lay-in by Hand. Won't go. Rebound Schlechter. Schlechter a pass ahead. Goes off Kolda's hands and out of bounds. Was there a foul? There was not. The officials say Stanley County ball and another chance for the Buffs to make it a double-digit lead. Here comes Palmer back in. She'll check out Wirtle. And, it looks like Paige is going to head for the locker room. Inbounds for Briggs. Briggs on the left wing back to Duffy. Duffy trapped in the corner. Nice little give inside, but a shot missed by McGee and a rebound by the Rustlers. Lichty the board. Wirtle ahead to Kolda. Kolda on the left wing. Thinking about a deep three. Fires. No good. Long rebound down to Wirtle. And Grayson will come away with it. They'll go right back into Schlechter. Right back out to Wirtle for three. No good. Rebound Kolda, and they'll get another look. Wirtle left corner. Lichty for a long two. And that, they called it a three, and it's good. Kate Lichty with nine. 36-31, Buffs by five, 4:45 to play. Duffy looking at a deep three, won't fire. Back out to Hand. Hand running the weave, drives to the free throw line. Jumper is up and in. Caden's Hand with 10 and a half, 14 in the game. 7-point Buffalo lead, 4:25 to play. Palmer top of the key, left wing to Lichty. Lichty finds Wirtle. Wirtle finds a cutting Schlechter who can't finish, but a foul on Hand. And for Caden's Hand, that's going to be her fourth. We'll have to keep an eye on her. His Hand is one from fouling out. And in fact, I think they'll replace her in just a moment. Free throws here for Schlechter. First free throw is up and good. And Aaliyah, 4 out of 5 from the line. She's got 4 points tonight. Hand will check out of the matchup. They'll bring Rachel Runge back on. Another free throw here for Schlechter. 6-point Stanley County lead, 4:20 to play. Second free throw is good. Schlechter all 5 of her points from the line. 5-point Stanley County lead, 38-33. Here's McGee across the timeline for the Buffs. Ball knocked away and out of bounds by Palmer. And the Buffs will set to inbound. Stanley County wanted a foul there, but the officials disagree. Off Palmer and out of bounds, they say. McGee to bring it in. Brings it in the corner for Duffy. Here's Duffy the drive. Shut down. Backs away. Pass up top. Knocked away. Here's a steal by Miller. It'll be Palmer and a pass ahead and a nice scoop by Grayson Wirtle and the foul. Big play there for these Miller girls, an and one opportunity for the Rustlers. Fouls on Rachel Runge, her second. 38-35, Buffaloes by 3, 4 minutes to play. And Grayson Wirtle a chance at the old-fashioned 3, cut it to a 2-point game. Free throw is up and no good. Rebound Stanley County. They'll get into the hands of Duffy. Maddie across midcourt. Duffy, top of the key, guarded out there by Grayson Wirtle. And, boy, Wirtle is all over her, not letting Duffy get a chance. And here's another Palmer steal. Palmer's pass is tipped, nearly stolen. Wirtle got a hand on it. Kolda can't save it. And it's out of bounds off Miller. Tough play there for the Rustlers as looked like maybe a breakaway basket and kind of turns into a turnover. 38-35, Buffs by 3, 3.5 to play here in Miller. Remember, we got a boys game coming up next. Both games have a doubleheader tonight on KOKK. And here is a Huebner travel that they got away with. And Stanley County's coach saw it, so they're going to take a timeout and talk it over. 3:27 to play in the game, 38-35 Buffaloes. We'll get a 30-second timeout back in 30 on KOKK.
Stopping to Shooter Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter Saloon in Wolsey.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
3 minutes and 27 seconds left in this girls' basketball matchup. Buffaloes 38, Rustlers 35. Both teams have led by pretty decent margins throughout the game. And Lichty, a steal on the inbounds. Palmer shoots it inside to Wirtle for the layup. Grayson Wirtle with back-to-back layups, 8 points on the night. And a foul on the inbounds. Kolda is upset, so I assume it's probably on her. It is Morgan Kolda, so that'll be her fourth. Lobbing in the backcourt for Huebner, and boy, Huebner almost turned it over. Rustlers getting in on the full court press, and they did get the turnover. Schlechter for another Grayson Wirtle layup. Miller back on top, 39-38, back-to-back-to-back steals and layups for Grayson Wirtle. Didn't get the steal in all situations, but got all three of the layups. Top of the key, here's Runge. Runge the drive, ball knocked away. Kolda, another steal for Miller. Kolda going all the way, almost lost it. Ends up on the deck and kicks it outside to Lichty to save possession. The ball just got a little too far ahead of her. Here is Kolda, left corner, calling for the ball. Wants a look at three. No, back up top, Wirtle inside to Schlechter. Schlechter's pass tip, nearly stolen by Runge, and now a jump ball will go to Stanley County. 2:29 left, 39-38. Miller back on top. Hand is back on. Norman is back on. Going to replace Runge and Huebner. And Lichty's going to get a break as well as Paige Wirtle is back on. Nice to see her back in as they brought her back to the locker room earlier. There's a ball intended for Hand, picked off by Schlechter. Schlechter over to Wertle. This time it's Page. Same result. As Page Wertle now has 10 points, and the Rustlers a three-point lead, 41-38. Hand inbounds to the other end. All the way to the basket. Missed it. Rebounded by Wertle. So now Miller's turn at a run with 2 minutes to play. They lead 41-38. Quick 8-0 run by the Rustlers. Here's Wertle from the corner. Minute 50 to play. Colden nearly lost it out of bounds. And boy, you can tell the look on her face was, whew, that would have been laps at practice tomorrow. Here's a foul on Stanley County on the baseline. This will go on Kaysen McGee, and that'll be her fourth. Minute 44 to play in the girls' matchup, 41-38. Rustlers lead by three. Inbounds knocked away. Colda able to collect it. Morgan on the right wing. Well, Colda's hit some threes tonight, but the show has been Maddie Duffy. Five threes tonight. All 15 of her points. Colda, rough wing, three ball, won't go. Long rebound, though. Offensive board by Wertle. What a huge board there. Grayson Wertle across the baseline. It was Page on the rebound. Palmer to Colda. Colda will back it away. 23 on the shot clock. A minute 11 to play. Rustlers lead 41-38. They've been up. They've been down. Been tied a few times. Colda down to 10 on the shot clock. Kicks it over to Palmer. Palmer on the wing for Schlechter. Schlechter going to drive and a whistle. Will wipe off the basket. The basket somehow went, but they will not count it. As it'll be a foul, another foul on McGee. And I think, is that Hand or McGee? Either way, whoever it is fouled out. But I thought the official indicated it was number 12, but now they're saying it was number 22. So Hand is fouled out of this game, yet she's still on the floor. I guess we got to shoot a free throw first, maybe? First free throw is no good, and Hand has fouled out of this game. So 14 on the night for Hand, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Big part of that third quarter push that gave Stanley County the lead, but stepping out now with 52 seconds to play. Here's another free throw for Schlechter. That's good. She splits a pair. All six of her points from the free throw line tonight. Aaliyah 6 of 8. And Rustlers a two-possession lead with 52 seconds to play. They lead 42-38. Stanley County with the ball when we come back in 30 seconds. We'll take a 30-second timeout on Dakota Sports 1210 KOKK.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller. Still no score to pass along with Falkton, Wessington Springs. Iroquois Lake Preston, Oldham, Ramona, Rutland. It looks like tied at two as that game is just underway in girls basketball, and really no other scores of interest for the area. Got some boys games coming up later. We got a boys game coming up later here. The Miller Rustlers will take on Stanley County and the season opener for both boys basketball squads. We'll have that here live on KOKK, but we got to wrap this one up first. 52 seconds to play. Rustlers 42, Buffaloes 38. Stanley County inbounding. Got to go the length of the floor. I've had trouble with the full court defense today for Miller, and well, they're stumbling a little bit here in the backcourt, but now across the timeline is McGee. And then she stops her dribble. Got to give it off. Tight Miller defense, and here's a steal. Ball stolen. We go to the other end, and Palmer Wertle with the layup. And, boy, Paige and Grayson Wertle could not have come up bigger in the fourth quarter of this basketball game. Grayson with six, Paige with four. All of them contributed in this fourth quarter. What a comeback here for the Miller Rustlers. Not quite over yet. 24 seconds to play. Rustlers by six. Buffs will have the ball. We'll take another 30-second break. Back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Miller. 24.6 remaining in this girls' basketball matchup. The Rustlers in the midst of a run. 12-0 right now. They lead 44-38. They were down 38-32. And in large part because of plays like this. Grayson Wirtle trying to steal the inbound. Ties up Runge for the jump ball, or Briggs, rather, for the jump ball. And Stanley County is going to hold on to it, but I think the Rustlers are going to pick up a victory here tonight. And what a victory it was. They were down early, up big. And Stanley County stormed back to take a couple of possession lead. And Rustlers, though, strong down the stretch and going to close out a victory. As here's another jump ball. Miller will get it, and that should just about do it. We'll see if Stanley County wants to play the foul game. They do have five, so any foul will trigger free throws, and it looks like that's what they're going to do as the foul is called on Brecken Huebner. That'll be her first, but I don't know. I don't think you got enough time left to make anything happen here. I think the Rustlers are going to pick up a win in their season opener, and unfortunately for Stanley County, they'll start off with a couple of tough losses, but... like I said, not over yet, but fat lady's warming up. The first free throw off the mark for Grayson Wirtle. Wirtle is 0 for 4 from the line tonight. Got 10 points, though. His big stretch in this fourth quarter as they had two steals and both time got it to Grayson Wirtle for the layup. And here's another offensive board. It's Paige Wirtle, and Paige going to put one in at the buzzer for good measure. Your final score is the Miller Rustler girls win, 46-38. We're back in 3 minutes with the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show number one. Remember, we got two games tonight, a boys game yet to come. Miller girls win, 46-38. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show in 3 minutes. 3 minutes on KOKK.
Brushing up. Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Brands, Bretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tool Air Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Bretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Bretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Bretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the post-game report on 1210 KOKK. Brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
And welcome back to Miller. Matt Watson on 1210 KOKK. One down, one to go. Gary Zell Auto Glass bringing us our post-game report as the Miller girls come back for a nice victory over the Stanley County Buffs. The final 46-38. The Miller Rustlers trailed early on in this one. They trailed 7-2, and then they would go on a 16-0 run to make it 18-7, and then a 7-0 run by Stanley County at the half cut it to 18-14. So the Rustlers took a 4-point lead into the third. Stanley County outscored them 15-7 in the third to take a 4-point lead. That lead swelled to 8 in the fourth quarter, but then a series of steals and layups by Grayson Wertle and a 3 by Kate Lichty and Aaliyah Schlechter chipping in some free throws and Morgan Colda hit a 3. All 5 starters chipped in every quarter of this basketball game, and all 5 in the scoring column, almost all 5 in double figures. And if that's going to be indicative of this Rustler team, probably going to have a lot of success this year playing together like that. Is everybody coming together and pretty even scoring? We'll take a look at that here in the post-game show as the Miller Rustlers outscore Stanley County 21-9 in the fourth quarter to win it going away 46-38. Individual scores for Stanley County. Bench score, Brecken Hubner had 4. She was 2-of-2 from the line. Cameron Norman out of the starters, 3 scored. Cameron Norman had 5. 2 more in double figures. Cadence Hand had 14. Fouled out with about a minute to play. She was 4-of-4 from the free throw line. And Maddie Duffy would lead them with 15. Maddie hit 5 threes on the night, 3 of them in that big third quarter when Stanley County regained the lead. Also hit 1 to start the fourth, but that would be it for the game as the Rustlers outscore Stanley County in the fourth 21-9 to win the ball game here tonight. So Maddie Duffy leads them with 15. Stanley County scored 7 in the first, 7 in the second, 15 in the third, 9 in the fourth, 38 in the game. They were perfect for them from the line at 6-of-6. For the Miller Rustlers, again, just the 5 starters in the scoring column. Aaliyah Schlechter had 6. She was 6-of-8 from the line. 7 on the night for Morgan Colda, a pair of threes and 1-of-2 from the stripe. Kate Lichty knocked down a 3, went for 9 in the game. 2 more in double figures for Miller, the Wertles. Grayson with 10, Paige with 14. Grayson went 0-of-5 from the free throw line. Both hit for 6 in the fourth quarter in a huge fourth quarter stretch as the Miller Rustlers pull away for the 46-38 victory. So the Rustlers will start the season with a win. They go to 1-0. Stanley County will start with a couple of tough losses and will start their year at 0-2. So that'll just about wrap up Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report number one. We will take a 30-second timeout to hear from Gary Zell. When we come back, we'll take a look at the scoreboard, and then we will wrap up game number one as the Miller girls win by the final of 46-38. We'll hear from Gary Zell, our postgame report sponsor, and we'll get some scoring out of the way here, and we'll get ready for ball game number two as the Miller girls win the opening game of the varsity set. So make it a 1 minute break, and we'll come back with our scoreboard. You're listening to Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show number one on 1210. Back in 60 seconds here on KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
All right, a quick check of your scoreboard. Your scoreboard brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror offering cuts, colors, waxes, perm, styles for the entire family, hair removal, eyelash extensions, a lot of options at the Mirror Family Hair Care. Not a lot of scores to pass along tonight. Faulkton leading Wessington Springs 37-33. About 5 minutes left to play in that girls' basketball matchup. And Iroquois Lake Preston leading Oldham Ramona Rutland after a quarter, 18-10. Trip Delmont Armor beat Menno tonight, 55-24 in girls' hoops. And Flandreau whooped Chester, 69-36. Girls' basketball scores there brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Downtown Huron, thanks to the Mirror for that. Thanks to Gary Zell Auto Glass for sponsoring our postgame report number one. They'll get another one later as we are now ready to flip it over for a boys matchup here on KOKK. So I'll tell you what we'll do. Get a look at these. Well, the records obviously are 0-0 early on in this one. The Miller Rustler boys, Steve Shoemaker, back at the helm for this Rustler boys basketball team. Take a look at their starting lineups. We'll get your officials. And also we'll get a quick look at Coach Joey Fisher and his Stanley County Buffs. The first thing we're going to do is have a word with Steve Shoemaker as we get ready for now a boys matchup in Miller. The Miller girls win 46-38 over the Stanley County Buffaloes. Boys game is next after a two-minute timeout. Actually, make it a one-minute timeout. Back after a one-minute timeout, and we'll talk to Steve Shoemaker, head coach of the Miller boys. We're getting ready for our second of two. For now, I guess that wraps up our Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show number one. We'll talk to Coach Shoemaker in 1 minute on 1210 KOKK.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter Saloon in Wolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to the pregame show on 1210 KOKK, our second of two pregame shows tonight as we got the girls' game in the books, and now we get set for Stanley County at Miller on the boys' side. We'll sit down right now with Steve Shoemaker, head coach of the Miller Rustler Boys. And, Steve, thanks for joining us here. First of all, I guess let's talk about how much this team has changed from last season. How many did you graduate? What pieces did you send down the road?
Well, we graduated five seniors. We lost a lot of size. Trevor Wirtle, Spencer Pruitholz, and Dylan Haas both started, played a lot of basketball for us throughout their high school career. So we've lost a lot of size and experience coming into this year, which just creates opportunities for the younger guys.
Let's talk a little bit about these other guys. Who has sort of emerged early as maybe the vocal leader, or you think is going to be the leader on the floor?
Well, Alex has been starting point guard. This is going into his fourth year as a starter. He's returning all-conference player, so he's one of the guys that we rely on a lot for ball handling and leadership. Isaac Hunter is a sophomore, but he's a returning all-Big Dakota honorable mention. So those are really the two guys that we want to rely on a lot. Derek Brueggemann played a lot last year. We're hoping for good things from him as well.
The style over the years has been a little more of an up-tempo game. Is that going to be a staple still? Are you going to stay with that?
I think so. You know, with Alex and Isaac and Derek, they're good athletes. We want to run when we can, but we also want to be able to pull it out and run a good offense as well and limit turnovers.
Now, obviously, first game of the year, so we can't get too deep into it, but what have you seen in practice that you really like about this team? Is there something you feel that this team can kind of hang its hat on early?
I like our energy. I like our defense. You know, we're very flexible. We don't have much height, but we've got probably seven guys that can handle the ball and play about any position.
I saw you're going to play seven or eight, so you have a pretty fairly deep lineup.
Yeah, fairly deep. As long as we're injury-free, I mean, we're going to play those.
Oh, knock on wood, Coach. Do it now. Do it now.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about Stanley County. What do you know of the Bucks?
You know, I know last year their record wasn't the best, but they've got a lot of good athletes. They've got, I think, pretty much everybody back from last year. I know their JV team, which I've been watching tonight, was looking very athletic. They like to run, so I'm expecting it to be a very competitive game tonight.
All right, Coach. Thanks a lot for joining us here. Good luck in the game, and you know we'll be talking to you.
All right, thank you.
Steve Shoemaker, the head coach of the Miller Boys. We'll send it back to the studios here, come back with starting lineups, officials, and we'll be ready for tip-off in our second of two, Stanley County at Miller Boys Basketball next on KOKK.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance Westington, equal opportunity provider, 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tool Air Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!